The aim of the visit really is a very comprehensive fact-finding mission. They really need to investigate all aspects of what's going on with the defective concrete crisis to get a very rounded view, really have a look at it from all angles. The way the visit has been set up, it's going to go on over several days. They're going to be speaking to a whole plethora of people who are close to the crisis or directly impacted by the crisis. So that'll be homeowners, campaigners, scientists, engineers, people who work within the political and administrative systems to just really examine this issue from all angles. The result of that will be that they have to do a very comprehensive report, which may then be submitted to the EU Commission.
And how important is this in your campaign for redress and for getting homes properly fixed?
It's really important on a number of levels. The reason why we feel that we have to pursue this with the EU is because we feel that we're not getting the interventions needed from the national Irish government. We are extremely concerned about regulation and market surveillance still in terms of how that's being carried out and whether it's being carried out with the rigour it needs to be to ensure that people are protected. There's no guarantees with this process. We just need to keep pushing at it with all available opportunities. The EU do have significant powers and they can intervene on these issues. Whether there'll be intervention with regard to redress, but we certainly will be making it very clear to them as it stands at the moment. We do not feel that the grant scheme that's been put in place is what's needed to actually get people through this crisis. And then beyond that, in terms of making sure that people are protected, we certainly don't want another generation of people going through what we're going through because of the failures of regulation.